This summer, I'm taking a new approach to styling the smallest spaces in my house with help from Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has the small space solutions that America's waited 250 years for, like retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, dinner party ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish spacious Bobopedic sofas, and feature packed power recliners that let me kick back in even the smallest rooms. Plus, I know that Bob's styles are backed by thousands of real 5-star customer reviews, so I can trust that the furniture that I'm getting is not just affordable, but built to last. And the best part? Bob's furniture ships fast, so I can enjoy my new styles all summer long. So when you're ready to ditch the furniture you're not excited about for the latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Ro. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Ro, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to ro.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to ro.co/safety.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for tuning in this weekend to Let's Talk Portland, Odyssey Portland's weekly public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham. On the show this time, I'd like to welcome Julie Zegrins. Julie is the founder and executive director of One Tale at a Time PDX. Hey there, Julie. Welcome to Let's Talk Portland.
Hi, Gary. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. One Tale at a Time PDX. What is that?
We are an all-breed, no-kill, foster-based dog rescue here in Portland.
Okay. A no-kill, what does that mean?
That means that we do not euthanize the dogs that we welcome for any reason other than safety concerns or for the quality of life for the dog and for medical reasons. So to be considered a no-kill and have no-kill status sort of in as a nationwide metric, that means that you are making that decision for less than 10% of all of the animals that you welcome into your shelter or rescue.
Okay. And a foster-based dog rescue, what does that mean?
That means that all of our dogs live in volunteer foster homes.
Okay.
So our fosters take care of dogs from the time that we welcome them, usually from overcrowded, overburdened shelters in both city shelters and county shelters, both here in Oregon and often in Texas, where the need is greatest. And those fosters take care of the dogs until they're adopted. Fostering is free. We give volunteers everything that they need in order to do it, wow, all of the supplies. And fosters are literally the foundation of our entire organization. We can only welcome as many dogs as we have the foster homes saying yes.
I bet somebody who's fostering a dog probably gets attached to those dogs.
They,
I would.
They definitely do. It is an occupational hazard for sure. And we encourage it.
Yeah.
You know, fosters can always adopt the dog that they're fostering. They get right of first refusal. We love when that happens. We think it's actually the best path toward adoption because you get to see what the dog is like in your home before making it official and kind of see them decompress and come around and see if it's a good fit. And it's the rare win-win because even if that dog isn't a good fit for you to adopt, you're still helping them find the home that is and being the reason that they can get there in the first place.
Yeah. Probably hard to give it up.
It can be. Yes. Bittersweet for sure. For sure. And I do feel like as someone who has fostered quite a few dogs by now, if you do it enough, you really do see that you're not necessarily the perfect home for every dog, and every dog is not the best fit for you for life, but you're still so happy to connect them with who is. And that really does become more fulfilling than adopting them all yourself could ever be. And then if it is a good fit, you just adopt them. And if you really can't say goodbye, then you don't have to. Yeah. And it works out. It's cool.
I want to learn about this process. But before we started this interview, we were talking about your history. And it was super interesting. So I want you to tell us that story, how you got started with One Tail at a Time and all this stuff. It was so fascinating.
Sure. Stop me if I get long-winded. That can happen. Brevity is not in the soul of my wit. I was a volunteer with One Tail at a Time in Chicago, an organization called One Tail at a Time in Chicago, when I was a law student. And I didn't know that fostering dogs was even a thing that someone could do. And I thought that was just perfect for me. I was a student, so I didn't have a lot of money, but I did have a flexible schedule and the ability to take care of a dog for a little while. So I started fostering with One Tail at a Time and was introduced to a world that I just didn't know existed. I started going into the local animal shelters. There was Chicago Animal Care and Control, which is the city shelter. And then there was also the Animal Welfare League, which was a private open access shelter, which means that the shelter has to take all of the animals that comes through the door as strays or as owner surrenders. And the Animal Welfare League was on the south side of Chicago. So I started going there weekly and just sort of worked my way up the volunteer ranks with One Tail at a Time in Chicago, to the point that when I was a third year student and more embedded in sort of the rescue world, I then learned about getting an animal law LLM. So that is a way for a lawyer to specialize in a particular area of law, get their master's of law. And Lewis and Clark Law School out in Portland, Oregon, had the only animal law LLM program in the country, for sure. I think the world.
Wow.
So I asked Heather Owen, the executive director of One Tail at a Time in Chicago, what she thought of going for that program, and she encouraged me to do it. So I, said to her that it would have been so hard to leave my involvement with One Tail at a Time, and I suggested starting the Portland branch if and when I got out here. So she kind of gave me a shoulder shrug and said, sure. And I said, great. And we left it at that. And fast forward, I got into the program and I moved out here. And the program was about a year long. And when it was complete, I started One Tail at a Time PDX. And we officially launched in May of 2015. So we're coming up on our 11th year.
That's awesome.
And have saved over 2,500 dogs.
Wow. 2,500 dogs. Mm-hmm. That's fascinating. Thank you.
We're talking today
with Julie Zagrins, founder and executive director of One Tail at a Time PDX. Julie, where do these dogs come from that you guys have here in Portland?
The dogs we welcome are coming from municipal shelters. So we welcome dogs from Multnomah County Animal Services, Marion County Animal Services down in Salem, Clackamas County Dog Services, and also Columbia County out in Scappoose. Many people don't know there is a shelter out in Scappoose, but there is. And we also welcome dogs from shelters in Far West Texas, with our sister organization, One Tail at a Time West Texas. And the vast majority of our dogs are coming from shelters either here locally or in Texas, where the need is the greatest.
Why? Why is that need so great in Texas?
Yeah, it's a bit of a complicated answer that's really sort of all the reasons. And it does come down to the origin factor, which is that animals are considered property under the law, and as such are usually governed by state laws. And so they vary. There's very few federal laws that tell us what to do more specifically and what we need to do with our companion animals. So they leave that up to the states. And as we can perhaps imagine, here in Oregon, we have pretty progressive animal laws. Yeah. And that's one of the reasons it's such a dog-friendly place and so wonderful to live.
Yeah.
And as you also may be able to imagine, Texas has less property laws, just in general. And it's a very different climate. It's a different landscape. There are different resources available, even just naturally. And so all of that taken together can have a culmination effect where there are more animals that are in need of help. So spay and neuter laws, tethering laws, whether animals can live outside, all of that, you know, breeding laws and the regulations around that, all of those factors come into play and vary by state. And so in places that don't have as strong a protection for companion animals, we see more end up in shelters.
Okay. Wow. That's kind of a sad story, but it's one that needs to be told.
Absolutely. Texas and California actually each are still euthanizing over 100,000 healthy, adoptable animals every Wow. year because there is not a place for them to go.
Okay.
You're listening to Let's Talk Portland. More coming up in just a moment.
This summer, I'm taking a new approach to styling the smallest spaces in my house with help from Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has the small space solutions that America's waited 250 years for, like retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, dinner party ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish, spacious, Bobopedic sofas, and feature packed power recliners that let me kick back in even the smallest rooms. Plus, I know that Bob's styles are backed by thousands of real 5-star customer reviews, so I can trust that the furniture that I'm getting is not just affordable, but built to last. And the best part? Bob's Furniture ships fast, so I can enjoy my new styles all summer long. So when you're ready to ditch the furniture you're not excited about for the latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Let's Talk Portland, and we're talking with Julie Zegrins, founder and executive director of One Tail at a Time PDX. So let's talk about that adoption process here in Portland. What's it like?
Oh my gosh, yes. Adopting can look a few different ways with us. There are a couple different paths to adoption. So as I mentioned before, fostering is one of my personal favorite paths to adoption anyway. I think the favorite because it allows someone to see the dogs that we would like to welcome on sort of the back end. Once someone gets approved to foster with us and joins our foster team, they see the animals that are in the shelters and we communicate everything we know about them. And that allows a foster to sign up. And so, as I said, fosters always have the right of first refusal. Assuming it's a good fit for everyone, then a foster can always adopt their dog. And I think that's a really celebratory thing when that happens. if fostering does not sound like what someone wants to do and they really just want to adopt, then it starts by going on our website and filling out an adopter survey, just so we have your information and we can email you. We ask about a dog that you're interested in, but you don't have to have a particular dog in mind. You can also just tell us about the dog that you're interested in adopting, and we can either make suggestions or just sort of approve someone generally, so that when they do see a dog that really seems like a good fit, they can reach out and expedite that process a little bit.
How many dogs do you have now?
We have about 54 in our care right now, living in foster homes across Portland.
And what kind of, are they puppies? Are they adult dogs? Are they everything in between?
Everything in between. We've got everybody from babies to seniors and a whole lot of adults.
If somebody wants us specifically to have a puppy, what's that process like?
Yes, you can adopt a puppy in rescue, any kind of puppy. We are convinced and we've seen it happen. And we actually have something that we call the Worth the Wait List for people who know that they want to adopt a puppy in particular. And this allows an adopter to get on a list that essentially we contact you first when we have new puppies that we're welcoming. And that list sort of has first dibs, so to speak, on being able to adopt one of the puppies that is in our care. And once we get through the list, it's absolutely not the only way that people can adopt puppies. It happens all the time that for whatever reason, no one on the list is a match or reaching out about those puppies. And so then we move to our general adopter pool, and people can adopt puppies that way. They can come to our adoption center to meet dogs that are there when dogs are at our adoption center. We also do adoption days called All Tails, which we put on our website.
So cute. The day I stopped in, because One Tail at a Time PDX is in the neighborhood where I live, in Northeast Portland, on Sandy and 50th?
Yep, about 51st. It's a great neighborhood.
And there were people there kind of hanging out with the dogs. And were they maybe looking to see, like, is this dog going to be a fit with me? Or they just want to hang out with that dog? What's that like?
Both. People can come in and just, if you need a dog fix, you just need to pet a dog. We've all been there. You got to get your hands on one, you know, maybe just, throw a toy for one or give a treat. You're more than welcome to do that. We encourage people to do that. And then also, obviously, the more serious someone is about potentially adopting and wanting to meet that dog to see if it is a good fit, spend some time with them, that's what we hope for every dog. And so we encourage people to come on in and spend some time with our dogs.
Yeah, so cool that you can just come in and hang out with a dog if you want to.
Absolutely.
Or need to.
Absolutely.
One thing you were telling me about, too, is the sponsor of flight. Talk about that.
Yes. So when we save dogs with West Texas, we have to get them here. And that is very expensive and a lot of coordination and a great way for people to help and for particularly local businesses to help support our efforts. And so by sponsoring a rescue flight, you are making it possible to bring a group of dogs here from shelters in far West Texas where they literally have no other options, and a rescue flight is their only way out. So that covers the medical costs for an entire plane of dogs and allows whoever sponsors the flight to also then get involved in welcoming those dogs that they helped rescue. You get to name the dogs, you can pick a theme and choose all of their names. You can be on the tarmac welcoming them when they arrive and help us then get them into their foster homes back at our adoption center, where they then meet who they're going home with until they're adopted.
How many dogs come in on a flight?
Usually between like 20 and 35.
Yeah?
Yeah. We just welcomed a flight of 36, actually, on Friday, and that was our biggest flight.
Do they come in on their own jet, or how do they, they have their own private jet?
They do, actually, because of an incredible organization called Dog Is My Co-Pilot. And Dog Is My Co-Pilot makes it possible for us to work with shelters in faraway places like Texas, and Dog Is My Co-Pilot gets them to safety.
Talk about some of the names that people have given to their group of dogs that they come in. It's so funny.
Oh my gosh, yes. We had a law firm sponsor a flight and name dogs after legalese. So there was a puppy named Personal Injury and Deposition and Plaintiff, and it got real silly. I think my personal favorite was when we named dogs after infomercials. So there was a Shake Weight and a Thigh Master and a Scrub Daddy. And it, yeah.
That's so funny.
Ridiculous.
And how do people sponsor a flight again?
You can email me. Email me at julie@otappdx.org and let's talk about it. JULI@otappdx.org. Yeah.
Let's talk more about the adoption process. Where do you start?
Start by going to our website, otappdx.org. If you want to get involved in any way, from volunteering to adopting to becoming a member, for adopting in particular, you would fill out an adoption survey so that we have your information on file. You only need to do that once. We do keep that information on file and allow people to update it. You don't have to fill out a new survey for every dog. You can also continue to update your existing survey as we get new dogs that you're interested in potentially meeting. And then there's kind of two different ways. You can either come into our adoption center and meet whoever we have there, which we do try to announce at least a few days in advance so that people know who will be there that week and can plan. And then they're there for as long as either we're open or until they get adopted. And so again, then we're updating our social media and our website and trying to keep everybody posted. But it is a little less sure, if that makes sense. And then the other way is that you can make an appointment to meet a very particular kind of dog at a certain time and just have that one-on-one opportunity with that dog. That usually happens when we're not open to the public and in more of a individualized setting.
Okay. And the website is kept pretty up to date, I'm assuming, right?
So yes.
The dogs you see there are the dogs that are available right now.
That's true. Yeah.
What's the turnaround time from application to getting your pet?
Oh, gosh, that can happen really quickly. It can be a matter of a few days. And sometimes it can take a little bit longer, depending on the timeline of the dog, when they arrived and when their medical exam is happening. So we have all of our dogs seen by a vet, independent of the exam that they received at the shelter that they're coming from. And so that vet appointment, we do try to have happen before the dog is adopted. And so depending on the availability of the vets that we work with, that can take a little bit longer and delay the adoption by a few more days. But typically speaking, our dogs are with us on average between 2 and 3 weeks.
Okay. So pretty quick turnaround.
Pretty quick.
Yeah. What is the cost to adopt a dog?
Depends on the age of the dog. For puppies, it is $600. And for adult dogs, it is between $400 and $500.
Okay.
And then for seniors, it's $300.
Nice. Mm-hmm. So say I want a particular type of dog. Mm. Is that a possibility? Can I request something and you find it for me? Or?
You know, sure. Dude, why not? Absolutely try. We have experimented with a program called Dog Match, where we did exactly that. And
you swipe left and swipe right.
Exactly. We are still working on a way to make it more efficient and feasible to do for more people. As you might be able to imagine, incredibly time-consuming and not the most sustainable way to save dogs. However, we do know that there are truly every type of dog available in our shelters and rescue, especially if people are willing to be patient, and it's just a matter of connecting them.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one of your big things. You've said just be patient.
Patience.
Patience is a good thing.
It is. And I get that that's hard when we're talking about your new family member, and you just you want to know who they are.
For sure. Yeah. So one of your programs is called Paws for a Break.
Yeah.
What is that?
That is where we will bring puppies to you.
What?
Yep. We will bring them to your office, to your home, to a party, to a work event, to reward your team for a job well done. If you just need some puppy therapy in your life, we can make that happen.
Cool. That's we have a dog around the radio station every once in a while. Mm-hmm. One of my coworkers, Barb, she raises she raises puppies for Guide Dogs for the Blind.
Oh yeah.
So we have little puppies around quite often.
That's amazing.
I know. So I can attest that having a puppy come to your place of work is a pretty fantastic thing. How do you arrange that?
It's a serotonin boost for sure. You can email us to set it up. We do it whenever we have puppies available. So it is dependent on that, and flexibility in the timing is usually our friend. And so if there is flexibility on the date, we can usually work with whoever it is just around the time that we have puppies. And we'll arrange it so that we bring the puppies to you. People can also arrange it so that if it's easier to bring a group to our adoption center and have puppies there and host the puppy party ourselves, we can do that. For a donation per 30 minutes, we will just allow for, interacting with puppies, kind of letting them do their thing. And the result is always joyous and hilarious.
For sure. Do you have any events coming up?
We do. We have our biggest annual fundraising gala of the year coming up on May 16th, the Bone Ball.
The Bone Ball
will be on Saturday, May 16th this year. It is at the Red on Salmon Street. Again, we've been there now 3 years in a row for this event, and there will be puppies. It is There will be puppies. It is auction, live auction, silent auction, paddle raise, delicious vegan dinner, cocktails, open bar. Come celebrate saving lives and help us raise the money that we need in order to keep saving more.
Yeah. Sounds like a great party.
Please come.
If I want to volunteer, how do I do that?
Sign up on our website, otappdx.org/volunteer. We need volunteers at our adoption center. We need volunteer foster homes. There is something for everyone to do. And please get involved however speaks to you and however you have the capacity for.
That's otappdx.com?
.org.
.org. Ah.
Yes.
Thank you. Thanks for correcting that.
For sure.
We've got about a minute. I need a dog. Ooh. What do I do?
Email us. Go to our website, email us, sign up to foster. That is absolutely the fastest way to get a dog in your life and to not have to make the full-time commitment of we've only known each other for a few hours and I'm taking you home and you're mine. And we can truly only save as many dogs as we have the resources to support. So that starts with a foster home and then goes all the way to having the financial means to care for them, to pay for their medical support. And so folks getting involved by donating, by becoming a member for as little as $10 a month through our membership program, you can help us save lives all month, all year.
And I'm assuming that you have a big donation area on the website?
We do,
Okay, perfect. otappdx.org.
Yes.
Awesome. This has been so fun, Julie. Thanks.
Thank you, Gary.
We've been talking today with Julie Zagrins, founder and executive director of One Tail at a Time PDX. Awesome.
Thanks, Gary.
If you'd like to hear this interview again, just search for Let's Talk Portland on the Odyssey app. Let's Talk Portland is an Odyssey Portland public affairs program.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.